Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, from everything that we have been told, like, you could have traded Keegan Murray and got Siakam or OG.
Oh, I think you could have traded Keegan Murray, or not traded Keegan Murray and still gotten Siakam.
Yeah.
The Siakam one is the first one that's like, ah.
Yeah. The other one, OG, couple other, like, you had to include Keegan.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, we ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out. Like, it didn't. Mm-hmm. That's really what it came down to. I don't know. Hindsight is always 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you should have done this or whatever. But at the time, like, there's pros and cons to both mm-hmm. things. You went this way and it just didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's life. They showed that discipline, though, to a certain degree of, we're not going to mortgage what we want to do moving forward. For this.
So the pushback for me on that is the Siakam thing had nothing to do with the future. They didn't want to pay him, is what I understand, is what James Hammond said.
Mm.
Like, the issue was money.
Mm.
It was not the trade package was there, where they were keeping Domas and De'Aaron and Keegan, and they were going to add Pascal Siakam to that group, and they didn't want to pay him.
Mm.
That is much different than, oh, we're going to stay the course with this group. Like, the Kings reached. I think what happened is I'm trying not to say Beam Team 1, because there's really only one.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with the 22-23 team is, I think they reached a ceiling, and I don't know that anybody recognized it at the time. Mm. I didn't. I was on team, hey, you got to run this back. Like, you got to let this group go. But looking back on it in hindsight, 2020,
mm-hmm.
it's like, that team kind of hit a ceiling there, and they needed something else to help them get over the hump.
For sure.
But at the same time, by the trade deadline of that year, it was like, yo, something's got to be different.
Mm-hmm.
They got to make some kind of move. So the patience runs to a point.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I'm not going to be hypocritical about it. At the time, I thought, given Pascal, I wanted him here.
Mm-hmm.
I was not in favor of giving Pascal Siakam $50 million a year. I didn't think he was that caliber of player.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's been really good with Indiana.
He is, but at the same time, the point guard is gone, and they've got the worst record in basketball.
Do they still?
Or one, I think they actually
they're not
tied,
good. They're
with
very
the,
bad.
The Kings, I think, after that win, they got the third worst record.
Oh, yeah, they're
the
6-18.
You know what I mean? And I, everybody needs help, but if I got Pascal Siakam, I'm paying $50 million and I lose my point guard and I lose Miles Turner and now we're a six-win team and I'm paying you $50 million. The people that are getting paid $50 million, Jaylen Brown don't fall off a cliff when he loses Jason Tatum.
Pascal Siakam this year just...
Is it tougher, though, when you lose two out of your top three guys?
Yeah, especially when you lose the other. And that's the thing is yeah, if the Kings signed Pascal Siakam and De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis left, like, yeah, it'd be a problem.
You probably lose one of them, though.
But the point, I don't think so. Not over the next couple of years. You would have
you would have been some type of apron team.
Yeah, which, yeah. Like, cool, go. That's not my problem. We've talked about this before. If the Kings' whole thing is like, well, we're just not going to be an apron team, then, like, what are we doing here?
No, I completely agree.
But Pascal Siakam, just to that point, 24.5 points this year, career high. 7 boards, 4 assists, 4.1 assists, 1.3 steals, half a block, shooting 48% from the field and 36% from three. Like, Pascal Siakam's still good.
That's cool. I mean, I'm not disputing that. And Tyler in the chat says LaVine is getting that type of money. And you guys say he should not be making that money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. I think LaVine makes what he makes. Siakam makes what he makes. But you can't say LaVine on a sorry-ass team shouldn't be making that type of money. And Pascal is putting up numbers on a sorry-ass team.
But it's different. It's a little bit different for me.
Okay.
Because Pascal Siakam would have been dropped into a situation where he was getting your team over the hump. And yeah, you might go into the luxury tax. And yeah, by himself, is Pascal Siakam a player that is going to carry a team? No, clearly not. But if paying him $50 million means I'm now a championship contender in the West, like, yeah, go ahead and go do that.
Mm.
And I think that's what the Kings would have been.
See, and you might be clearly right. Mm-hmm. I'm just like keeping the same energy that I had at the time. I didn't see him as that type of player.
Sure, and to be clear.
And I was wrong. He did that in Indiana. I was wrong about my assessment of him.
Yeah, and to be clear, if you told me, like, hey, you can start a team and you got to pay Pascal Siakam $50 million, you can build around him, I'm like, no. That's not what he is.
Right.
But
it worked out for Indiana, though.
I had a question for you.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad you remembered.
If you're a Kings fan right now, and I'm going to use you specifically as an example because you have a young Kings fan in your house.
I don't know if he's a Kings fan, but go ahead. Ryan is. I'm going to make sure she's a Kings fan. Actually,
if you're going to buy a jersey for your kid,
you have a child that roots for the Kings in your household somewhere.
Yeah, actually, he's actually a Warriors fan. So, yeah, I know that for sure.
My man.
I don't know how long that'll last, but yes.
Sure. Yeah, we'll see in the next year.
Kenny gonna get one of those house divided flags.
Go ahead, my fault though. Go ahead.
What jersey? If let's say Reese is a Kings fan, and he's like, Dad, I want a Kings jersey for Christmas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's locked in enough that he's gonna have a player he wants.
Yeah.
But if he was just like, I want a Kings jersey, doesn't specify. What is it? Westbrook just for the, like, yeah, get the Hall of Famers jersey?
No, it's an easy answer. It's Jason Williams. He ain't getting none of these Kings players' jerseys.
Not even Malik?
It's easy.
Not even Malik?
Kegan's got a 4-year
Malik,
deal.
My boy, but Malik about to around? Be gone.
Kegan's around.
Hey, man. Not...
All right. Oh, no one's wearing a Keegan Murray jersey in my house.
No, that's not it. Yeah. That's not it.
You're not going to wear that jersey in here.
That's not it.
Keegan Murray jersey tucked into your khakis.
That's not it at all. That's not it. That's not it at all. I'm just saying, like,
does that say
Murray? When I try to get jerseys, like, I'm thinking of me, I'm getting jerseys of, like,
you went to silence.
That dude. Bro, I'm not getting a Keegan Murray jersey. That's almost like getting a
what's wrong with wearing 13 points a game?
look, and
hey, there's nothing wrong with being a contributing member of society.
I got a Robert Williams jersey in my closet.
Look, not everybody needs to drive a Lambo. Some people can drive a Civic.
But here, and because people think, oh, you hate Keegan, that's why you say that.
Well,
no, that's not how I feel. I'm gonna tell you what that's like. Jesse, you'll understand this too. Kyle, you understand.
No,
it's like getting a Trent Williams jersey. Like, what? I'm not getting a Trent Williams jersey.
That's so disrespectful.
No, I'm not getting a Trent Williams jersey. There is nothing.
That's so
there's
disrespectful.
Nothing dope about having a Trent Williams jersey.
That's disrespect.
People got Jason Kelce's.
You just compared Keegan Murray to Trent Williams.
That's
disrespect.
There's nothing dope more about so comparing the left tackle, not the man, the left tackle.
Exactly.
The
not the play. Like, yes. And that's why I said that. You know I love Trent Williams. You know how much I love him.
You hate Trent Williams now.
No, I love him,
you
but
hate
I'm not.
Keegan, you called him Trent Williams.
They ain't nothing wavy about getting a Trent Williams jersey, bro.
If Keegan Murray was
the new Quentin Nelson jersey that came in.
Trent Williams is arguably the best player of his position in the last 15 years.
Yeah, but you look kind of
No, you're right.
It's not that, though.
7-2.
That's even more the reason
Keegan
why it's
Murray's
like
a Luke Farrell-ass wing.
You're going to look weird walking around with a 71.
Yeah, man, it's nothing wavy about having that. So there's nothing to each his own. For me, there's nothing wavy about having a Keegan Murray jersey.
Is having a – that's what would – if I was a Mavs fan – or a Laker fan,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I could wear a Luka jersey. The 77 bothers me.
Mm.
There's an exception to that.
Yeah, Luka seems like he'd
Luka's
be
the
fine.
Exception. Yeah, because it's like 77.
No, the 77 bothers me. I don't like it.
Kyle is anti.
Do
we
know why
numbers.
He's 77? Was that his number in when he was with who was he with like Real Madrid or something?
I
like that?
I don't know. Sure, maybe. I don't know. I don't like it, though.
It was a tribute to his childhood idol, Greek basketball legend, Vasilis Spanoulis.
Trash.
Okay. Well, damn.
Hate it.
Oh, he wore 7, but Dwight Powell had 7.
Oh,
what?
He went 77.
Wait, Dwight Powell, give me your dirty-ass jersey. All right.
Dwight Powell?
You're 77 now. Yeah, now that we're talking through that.
Dwight Powell, who just a day or two
Dwight
ago
Powell?
Announced his retirement.
Oh, shout out. Good for him.
Unretire, go back in time and give Luka 7.
Can you imagine the Kings draft AJ DeBonsa and he's like, I want whatever number.
To watch yourself. Who are you talking about?
I want whatever.
Oh, you're talking about current player. Fine. Yeah,
whatever jersey.
You could have flipped the 7 into
Doug McDermott wears. And Doug's like, nah, pass.
I'm cool, kid.
Sorry, AJ.
You could have flipped the 7 into an L, made that part of Luka's logo. Money would have been made. Yeah, Luka, I'm sorry, but Dwight Powell has that number.
To answer your question, your original question, though, yeah, he getting a throwback, bro. All
right.
He getting a throwback. I would love for it to be Malik Monk, but I don't think he's going to be here too long.
I think I go with Russell Westbrook because that's going to be a classic. That's going to be a classic.
Domantas Sabonis feels like that's not safe, but you can still get that. I wouldn't get it.
No.
No?
No. The waviest jerseys was Fox and Monk.
Yeah.
Those were the tough ones.
And the only one that made Kenny speechless was Keegan Murray.
Well, I told you it's... I'm here. I'm here. I'm not pulling up with
Do you
Keegan.
Know what? Everyone's familiar with The Wire.
Yes.
Omar's whistle.
Mm-hmm.
The radio equivalent to that is Kenny going, "Look, man." I mean,
that was real disrespect.
I mean, someone's about.
I think about wearing these jerseys with a fit. Right now, where he's at right now, yo, fitted today. I got that 13 Kings jersey.
Everybody wearing a Keegan Murray jersey. Nothing. Everybody wearing a Keegan Murray jersey got a white t-shirt on underneath it. And I say that as white t-shirt under my jersey guy. last thing, real quick. We got to go.
Yes.
Last thing, real quick. The reason I think that's more of a thing in the NBA than it is, like going to see players live is more of a thing in the NBA is because, A, I think singular players can dominate games in the NBA more than they can. In the NFL, I think it's more difficult because, A, you're just so focused on your team and them winning. Mm. Like, you don't really give a damn who's on the other side. Mm. But it, more in retrospect, like, man, I got to see Joe Burrow. Like, that's cool.
It's also $200 to go to a Niner game.
Yeah, right. So,
that's true, too.
So
Joe Burrow was talking, too,
but
by the way.
Baseball, yeah, that was crazy. But with baseball, I personally will go see, like, Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't give a damn about sports, but when we were in Anaheim, it was the day after the All-Star break 2 years ago, and I was like, hey, Shohei's pitching, and she's like, we got to go.
Mm.
We got to go see Shohei.
Shohei is box office like that. Yeah. I didn't mention Aaron Judge, too. I think he's
Judge is absolutely one.
I want to see a Judge home run.
I got to see Red Sox-Yankees in Fenway. this year. Aaron Judge, game-tying home run.
Oh,
in the
ninth. I remember that game.
And then the Red Sox.
Yeah, they did.
Off. Okay. Yeah, I was in the center field bleachers. Did. I was in the center field bleachers, having
did
the time
of
my life rooting for the Red Sox.
No,
no,
it was
went,
over
way
left,
over the right.
Left.
It was one of the furthest balls I've ever seen hit in my life.
Wow!
It cleared the monster by many, many feet. All right, Damian Marling back.
Yes.
Damian Marling back next on D'Lo and KC. You guys will talk about something, I'm sure. On ESPN 1320 second. Oh boy!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Yeah, dang right it is.
That's right.
Kyle Madsen here.
K Madden, KC.
Damian Marling will be in shortly.
If you've seen Damian Marling, please let us know. We can't find him.
I haven't seen Damian in like an hour.
He hasn't even walked down the halls or anything.
He's gone. He's, as far as I know.
He's a little stressed out today.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
I think he's doing fine too, but you know, just on edge.
Look, that's my guy.
Yeah.
All right, Dame, go ahead and take the rest of the day off.
What? No, I got places to be, man.
Kyle said it's good. Don't worry about it. We got you.
Put it in the group.
I'm going to text right now. Hey, Kyle said you're good, bro. Go home.
I got places to be.
I'm glad you're still here, though, because there was other things that I wanted to talk to you about.
You want to talk about the Niners?
I do want to
talk about John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan. Talk about their seats getting a little warm.
So
you want to fire Kyle Shanahan?
Absolutely not. No, TC, this is not a bat call for you either right now, although you can call TC.
916-909-1320 on the Oak Grove Kia Talk line.
So I heard a conversation the other day on our buddies on the Morning Roast.
Yep.
And they were just having
Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni.
Yes, my guys. And they were having a discussion about Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who asked or where it came up, but they were like, would you give them an extension this offseason? And I think Butcher Boy was under the impression that Lynch had one more year left and Kyle had two. I talked to you about this. Mm-hmm. I always thought they were on the same
schedule. I thought their last extension, Shanahan's last extension And Lynch then also signed one that put him on the same, but it might be.
Yeah. One of the things that came up was Joe was saying there's a vagueness to John Lynch's contract. So that's why he wasn't sure. There was like they had to do math to figure out, oh, he might have 1 year left. It didn't seem like there was one, a formal it's up in 2026 or something.
I think Shanahan's extension is through 2027. I don't know if the years ever got reported for John Lynch's. That's why.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think they ever got reported. Yeah.
I hate that there's no, give me an over the cap type website for coaches and GMs.
Yeah.
Why are they not subject to having their business out there?
I agree. Like how we never knew how much Mike Brown was making for, you know, his first contract and all this other, it's akin to, remember in college sports, specifically football, mm-hmm. when they wouldn't say who the penalty was on because these are kids. No, this game is on ESPN. Man. It's on 68 of the offensive line.
Yeah, we all saw him jump.
I'm glad they changed that. Yes, we're all here. We're adults. Put the front office people information out there like you do the players.
Sure.
But
why were you thinking about this?
Because first of all, I didn't realize the end of the contracts were as close as they were.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, it seems like a no-brainer, right?
To extend both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Like, there's not... especially they're going to the playoffs this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That buys you some time. The only question for me, I'm keeping Kyle Shanahan sign him 3-year deal or 4-year deal or whatever.
Yeah.
And if it winds up going sideways, then you fire him and hire somebody new. Mm-hmm. But I'm keeping him in the building.
Right, right, right.
The John Lynch thing is interesting because you can keep him around, but John Lynch is like the Queen of England. He's more of like a figurehead than a person
mover and shaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think you could replace John Lynch and be okay. And I wonder if he wants to do this still. Because there was all that talk when Amazon was getting the NFL that he might go to that. And mm-hmm. he's like, no, I want to do this. I want to see it through. I want to win a championship. But at the same time, it's a lot of long hours.
Mm-hmm.
And man, if Amazon's calling, if NBC's calling, if somebody and they're like, hey, we'll get you $8 million a year to come in here and you can be at home until whatever day. You fly in that day, you do your show, you can fly out the next morning. I think that's probably really enticing.
Yeah.
But if I'm Jed York, because remember, Jed York is viewing this through the lens of how the Jim Harbaugh era ended,
mm-hmm.
how the Jim Tom Sula era went, how the Chip Kelly era went, and the fact that Kyle Shanahan was the fourth head coach in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just, A, how much of a joke that makes the 49ers look, how much of a joke it makes him look. And I think he wants the stability. So I don't think there's anybody in the building who is like, man, we got, they don't make the playoffs next year. Or, oh, if they don't win a Super Bowl by 2027, Shanahan's out of here. Like, nah, I don't think it's that at all.
I thought coming into this season, we had talked about it maybe over the summer. The way I believed to see it was Kyle Shanahan wasn't on the hot seat for this season.
Mm-hmm.
But if he didn't make the playoffs this year, next year would be almost a game-to-game type situation. Like, or season-to-season.
If they miss the playoffs this year?
Yeah, they were to miss it this year, mm-hmm. and then it's like, all right, you better make it next year, else you'd probably be fired.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't go 3 straight years and then keep Kyle Shanahan. To your point earlier, looks like they're going to make the playoffs. He should be good for an extension, to mm-hmm. be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
John Lynch, whatever role he plays it perfect.
Agreed.
And I'm not sure others can play that role as good as John Lynch does. And what I mean by that is whatever relationship and cohesion he has with Kyle,
mm-hmm.
he makes it work. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody else can just match with Kyle that way. I don't know if the symmetry between the two, like if you went and got a regular, quote unquote, regular GM, would he not get tired of Kyle, or would Kyle not get tired of him, or something like that?
Well,
I think the how well they work together and what it's resulted in, for me, looks at John Lynch as like, I'm not trying to. I don't know if I can just get anybody. John Lynch is good. If you want to do this, John, I'll re-sign you and give you the extension you need. But the way that you work with this guy, I need that here.
So Kyle Shanahan picked John Lynch. And I think if John Lynch was going to leave, I don't think he would get fired. I think he would leave.
Right.
And if his deal is up after next season, I think he would tell Kyle Shanahan and everybody else, like, hey, this is my last year. And they would start lining up to have somebody else replace him.
That's a good point.
But yeah, I don't think that's the problem. I think the bigger question is, and again, I don't know how much of a question this is in the 49ers building. I think the bigger question would be, are they reaching some wit's end with Kyle Shanahan? And I don't think they are. I fully expect him to the day they make the playoffs for an extension to be on the table. And I think you're right. I think that might be different if they had missed the postseason this year and everything kind of went sideways. But the fact that it looks like they're going to make the playoffs with the adversity that they faced, that's all. That's everything I need. But again, I don't know.
I'm with you.
But I want 916-909-1320. It's the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. If you're a 49er fan, are you at that point where it's like, man, making the playoffs despite injuries is great. You got to win one. Like at some point, if you're not winning a Super Bowl over, this is year eight, nine, year nine.
Did I walk into a post TC call conversation?
No. Kenny wants to fire Kyle Shanahan.
You
know that.
Is that what
true.
You wanted to put
he
on
said,
the board? I'm gonna put it on the board.
He said Kyle Shanahan, my boy.
He said Kyle Shanahan's my boy. See?
Oh yeah, that's the kiss of death.
No. Yeah. Shanahan ain't going.
He called me
no
his
way.
Boy last night at dinner. I was like, oh.
Oh, that's young why. That's Shanny, why you wanted to talk.
Young Shanny, my dog. Young Shanny ain't going nowhere. Nowhere.
Yeah,
But we heard the conversation about extension. And to your point, I think this season has gone a long way in whatever doubts or is it kind of coming to an end with Kyle? I think this season has gone a long way to say no. He needs to be here.
We're pros at recognizing this, though, here in Sacramento. The Mike Brown era was over. No matter what you think of the King, should have done this, should have done that, it felt like at the time, like, man, they got to do this.
So Mike Brown is that's a tough example because it was like 2 days long, right? Like it was sure. He was the coach for like a couple of years. But there is something to the Rick Adelman era.
Okay.
And there's a very good argument, and I know it's romanticized a little bit differently for those of us who are old enough, but you probably needed to fire Rick Adelman a year before you actually did. The job was still desirable. The team was still desirable. There was still a belief that this team could win a championship. I know it is not fun to talk about that right now, but the Eric Musselman outcome and the incredible effect that came after that could have been different if you had fired Rick Adelman the year before. And again, there were rumors for at least 2 years that Phil Jackson wanted the job, that he wanted to coach the Sacramento Kings team. Like this was still a very, very appealing job. So while I don't agree with the idea of firing Kyle Shanahan, and if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, like at some point, like he has to do it, I think each season has individual context to it. And that group with the Sacramento Kings had kind of you basically had an opportunity to make a change. They chose to go the Ron Artest, like they chose to go the player route. Whereas if you had gone with the coach, maybe or if you had done them both at the same time or around the same time, it could have amounted to something different. The context to Kyle Shanahan is a lot different to me. You know, we can criticize the Trey Lance draft pick and all of that stuff, but man, if the idea is to pivot, you did it. And you take into account what went on, you know, this season with the catastrophic types of and amount of injuries that took place, that's not coaching. That's a season.
Right.
And Kyle has been able to coach. I honestly thought these conversations would have died after the three quarterback year.
Sure.
I just like, I don't know what more this guy has to do to prove that he is a hell of a football coach than to navigate three different starting quarterbacks in a single season. And I love that I just walked into this conversation. This is great.
Yeah. Just
turn the mic on, put the camera on, like, hey, I'm ready to talk about Kyle Shanahan.
Let's go. Shanahan's
here, by
let's
the
cook.
Way.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
No, the I think it's more like you just know when a coach has run his course. Like, who was the cat in Atlanta? Mike Smith? Is that his name, Mike Smith? Where, yeah, man, this team's getting to the playoffs, but, yo, they're not. Mike Smith's not getting you over the hump. Like, he's not. And then, sure enough, was it Dan Quinn came in, and, oh, they went to the Super Bowl. Dan Quinn was the head coach of that team, by the way. You wouldn't know it, by the way.
No,
by the way, people talk about that Super Bowl.
No,
but,
he wasn't.
but you know when, like, oh, man, it's not. I've never felt that with Kyle Shanahan. I've never been like, wow, these guys, they just don't. He lost the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, he's not there.
He's never lost the locker room. That's also a big thing for me. I've always said with the coaches, and I said this since we started this show, I need Kyle Shanahan. First of all, like everybody else, yes, I want to win a Super Bowl. I want to see the team win a Super Bowl. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. All this other stuff. But I also realize you can't win a Super Bowl every year. You can't even win a Super Bowl outside of the Chiefs more than once in 10 years. Like, it's not a birthright to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. There are so many things outside of the control of the players and the coaches sometimes that goes into winning a Super Bowl. So I don't want to hold coaches and players to the standard of, if you don't win a Super Bowl, then you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's unrealistic. So what I do ask, though, is I need my coach, and I would use Mike Tomlin as the example. I need to have a shot every year. I need to have a shot every year. If I have you around, I need to have a shot every year. Because some years I'll be the best team and we should win. Mm-hmm. Some years maybe I might do the Harbaugh, where I wasn't the best team, but we got hot at the right time and things worked out, and I win that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't ever get to that point if I'm not there every year with a shot. And Kyle Shanahan has gotten this franchise to the point where they got a shot damn near every year. And that's what would keep him around for me.
Yep.
Like, as long as you want to do this and you keep putting us in a position to have, like I said, with Tomlin, sometimes they're a one seed type team.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're a wild card team. It's not always the same, but they always got a chance. And Kyle has gotten this franchise to the point where that's who they are. They always have a chance every year with him. And I'd give him the extension in a heartbeat. And to that point, I think John Lynch plays a part in that. And as long as he wants to be here, as long as he wants to keep doing this, you'd be part of this too.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything going on with San Francisco right now that is like, man, there needs to be a massive change in leadership somewhere. Because if they're going to change one, John Lynch is out of there. Like, that's just
true.
The facts.
No,
that's
true.
That's a Kyle Shanahan that's true. Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't
Absolutely.
Think we. I believe there will be an extension coming because I think this season is just additional proof. Like, man,
do you think? If we go on the thought process that Kyle's got 2 years, you think extension happens after this season?
Yeah, if he wants it to.
Okay.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I'd do it too.
What did you say the contract status was?
I think Shanahan has 2 years after this one, and Lynch has 1 year after this one.
Yeah, I see.
Although we're unclear about Lynch.
Yeah. Because there's no over the cap site for coaches and GMs.
Should Lynch be back no matter what? Should they,
I think.
Yeah, sure.
If he wants to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle brought up a good point. Maybe he might be burnt out or might not want to keep
maybe
doing
maybe he wants this. To actually be a general manager.
No.
If he left, he would leave to go do TV, like you said. I don't think he'd leave for another team.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if he wants to do it, he can be here as long as he wants to. Those two together, I think, work great.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what it looks like in the front office because they lost Adam Peters. They've changed the way their front office looks. This was the first draft of that. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what that looks like over the next couple of years.
Yeah. Did you guys see the report that...
The second draft.
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead.
That the... That Robert Saleh reportedly turned down the defensive coordinator position for the Raiders going into the season.
Smart.
Yeah. And because of that, they think the Raiders will be big-time pursuers of Robert Saleh if they move on from Pete Carroll.
Good for him.
As their head coach.
As their head coach.
Huh. Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
That would be great.
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do
if
it.
If I'm Robert Sutton, I wouldn't do that. No. No, like I think you're – I think he – so I didn't – so you were pretty adamant earlier this week. He's probably – he's gone.
I think he is. I would be
I wasn't. I thought it would be one more year. Like I don't – but we'll go with that line of thinking. If that's the case – I feel like he has entered that Boston Celtics Tom Thibodeau category where he can wait. Like if it's really like he can wait for his job. I would not take that Raiders job. I would not. No chance.
I want nothing to do with that job.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There is not a single thing appealing about being the Las Vegas Raiders head coach.
Except that it's a head coaching job.
That's it. And that's absolutely fine for some, but if Robert Saleh comes back, you know, after one year of being a head coach in New York, he comes back, he has an incredible season being the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. Like Jason Garrett waited. Like people John Harbaugh got the job because Jason Garrett turned it down. Mm-hmm. He stuck around Dallas to be the offensive coordinator, and everyone knew what it was. He was sticking around to being the highest paid offensive coordinator because we knew Wade Phillips was going to be fired at some point. Everybody knew that. Mm-hmm. So he turned down Baltimore and stayed in Dallas. Robert Saleh has the ability to do that. Not to succeed. I don't mean to succeed Kyle Shanahan, but I mean he has the ability to, like I used the Tom Thibodeau example, to wait until the perfect job,
or at least
a better one than Las Vegas.
And are you sure the Raiders job is that bad, though?
Yes.
You got JT Bowers, you got Max Crosby, you could have a top pick in the draft this year, you have your quarterback. I mean, like, you're out on Spytek and Brady, too?
I'm out. I did the Jets thing already.
I'd have questions about Spytek and Brady.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, who was behind Pete Carroll is the first question. Second one is, how dare you?
Third one is, why couldn't Pete Carroll make this work?
Well, because Pete Carroll seems like he's the problem.
Interesting.
That could be the case.
But at least a problem. An important thing here is Robert Saleh's got one more chance. Robert Saleh does not get to go to the Raiders, go 10-24 across 2 years, go get another defensive coordinator position, and then be a head coach again. That's his last shot. And so I don't think he's going to go to a spot that, we're full rebuild because... If it doesn't work out, it's going to be on him.
I personally hope you're right because that would mean he'd probably stick around a little bit. Or let me run this by you guys. The potential openings around the league. And you tell me if you would go if you were Saleh. The Browns?
No. Nah.
Higher on the list than the Raiders.
Yeah, I think so.
But that's a strong maybe.
The Bengals?
Yeah.
You would go?
I would go.
You would take that?
Yeah, for sure. I think so too.
Tennessee? Sure.
No.
No.
You said no to the Raiders. The Giants?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a hard maybe.
Yeah, actually, I do. I go to the Giants. I go to the Giants.
Oh, you are.
He might still have
Jets,
his house
though?
In New York. Or loft or whatever.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Arizona. Well, Kyle didn't answer Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's a yes.
Arizona,
I think, is a no.
I don't want to be the person that's dealing with the Kyler Murray.
Yeah, that's a long project.
Yeah.
So
that I don't even know if it started yet.
Here's one that may or may not be open, but this is the one if I'm Robert Saleh, that is like, all those I think are a yes, but but it comes with some caveats. The interesting one to watch is, depending on how the season shakes out.
I think I know where you're going. Well, one of two teams. Maybe both are open.
A Philly job open?
Oh, I didn't think you were going there.
No, but the Pittsburgh one might.
That's where I thought he was going to go, and I thought he might go to Baltimore as well.
Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and if I don't think Philly's getting rid of Sirianni, I don't think that'll happen. Maybe.
Well,
if they collapse again, and even the collapse last time was just a wild card loss, but if they collapse again, I'll put it to you this: and I don't think this will happen, but if they lose the division, he's gone.
Lose the division, losing the first round.
I don't even think you're making the playoffs at that point.
Yeah, if you lose the division, you might not.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he's gone. I don't think that'll happen. I think they win the division. Either.
Yeah, they go at least 3-1.
Yeah.
Raiders 2 against the Commanders and 1 against the Bills.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Y'all, what y'all think about Ravens and Steelers being open, though?
I'd take both of those.
I feel like both of them have been a long time coming. I don't know if it's either of them are real, but it's...
Tomlin's got an option in March or whatever that keeps getting brought up. It's like, oh, they're not going to fire him, but we don't know what they're going to do with the option.
Who's
option?
It's their option.
Not pick up his contract? We didn't fire him.
Yeah,
technically.
Like the Steelers won't fire him, but we're not so sure about if they'll pick up his option. All right, just do it that way then.
And it's a team option?
I'm not sure what it is. It's an option. There's an option there. It's a future.
Hey, Mike, usually
don't
pick
down
up your
to the
option,
team.
Bro.
Usually comes down to the
don't
team.
Don't pick up your option, Mike.
Is Mike Tomlin the number one coach on the market if he gets let go?
Yeah. I'd fire Mike McDaniel for Mike Tomlin.
Wow.
I think the answer is yes, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he's Andy Reid in the sense that he lands somewhere and that, you know, team is just as good as, you know, but yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I hope Bob Saleh stays, though. I really do. He's done a fantastic job.
When you said that, I was like, I think it's too early, but I also didn't realize, this is a great point, how many
at least
jobs are available.
Jobs.
Yeah.
And it's a head coach job. There's 32 of them.
And he, if you believe the reports, he was ready to jump right back into it with the Jags job.
Mm-hmm.
That's why him and Lee and Combe had a little friction. So
I don't think that Raiders job is as bad as you guys make it seem.
I think I'm kind of with you.
The Browns one is
it's
way
bad,
worse.
Man. Oh, no. Why?
1,000%. Why?
The Browns?
Yeah, because you're going to draft a quarterback and you have to deal with Shador and Mendoza.
You're drafting a quarterback with the Raiders, too, though?
I disagree.
Well, yeah, but you don't have any distraction there or whatever. Deshaun Watson's still
left
around. Like, the Browns are just, the Browns are a mess, bro. This is the Browns.
You have two playmakers there, or one for sure.
You have more on the Raiders than you do the Browns.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
I like Judkins.
He's good.
He's a good running back.
You don't have much else after that.
Not a Jerry Jeudy guy?
Disgusting.
Oh.
You don't have much offensively.
No, you sure don't. D'Lo and KC next. Extended handoff.
Man.
It's good. We're
Kyle Madsen, filling in for Damian Barlow.
Wait till you see how quickly I run out of the studio when you go to commercial.
Okay, I can't wait. Let's see. The mad dash from Damian starts now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Let me tell you about the day I had. Man, easily the most stressful day of broadcasting I ever had.
Mm.
I told Bill that earlier, our sales manager, our homie Bill, and he was like, wait, why? I was like, well, you don't want to mess up today. Yeah. Today is the day you don't want to mess up. Like, you know, there's... And I get in and, you know, we do this lengthy handoff, if you will, with the Dana Cortez show. And they're taking a exceedingly long time of clearing out of the studio. And I'm working in a new studio. I'm working in the Eagle studio, which I've never done before. The board isn't set up exactly the same. So I've got some things to figure out. Mm-hmm. They walk out. I get behind the board. I kind of take a deep breath and it's like, OK, there's some things we've got to change, but I can handle this. And then here comes Auntie Wanda with my man Marino from the Knight Auto Group.
Yeah.
The biggest sponsor of the St. Jude Radiothon. And Wanda's like, you ready? Yep, sure am. And I'm like, I don't know what button does what here, but we're gonna figure it out live.
We'll do it live.
And sure enough, my opening break in our first ever 102.5 Radiothon is with the biggest sponsor, Knight Auto Group, of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, please don't mess this up. So, you know, we get through the interview. Marino leaves. And here comes Aaron Miller, the boss.
Yeah.
I mean, seconds after the interview's over. Hey, how'd it go? Like, Miller went great. Lied straight to his face. Like, it went great. As far as I know, nothing went wrong. And then there's this weird thing where, you know, you and I have done, you know, countless KSFM shows together. And, you know, you're working in the afternoon and you've got music playing and it's really high energy. And we're like moving. And, you know, when we do that, I'm standing up. Mm-hmm. You know, the energy is a little bit different. The vibe's a little different. When we started doing it, you know, in kind of the last year or two where we were working together every day, you were standing up and it's different, right? Mm-hmm. And I was doing that and I was having a lot of trouble. I was like, I didn't feel like I was concise with my message. Like, I was really, really struggling. Then I realized this show is far closer to an ESPN show. Like, I'm talking. Mm-hmm. I am delivering a very specific, very difficult message when talking about St. Jude and the children and the doctors and all of that. And I realized, sit down, idiot. And so I finally like sat down and that made everything better. Mm. It was like, okay, now I'm communicating the message properly. And we're getting like, you know, constant updates about, hey, shout out Hannah in West Sacramento. Shout out Hannah. She donated. That's Hannah and Will Z, by the way. Shout out, you know, so, you know, Jose and Antioch, Diego and Rockland. And, you know, we're trying to do that. You know, we've got these testimonials from kids and doctors and we're asking people to pledge $19 a month. And kept saying, I recognize $19 a month sounds like such an undertaking. And especially with the way things are today. And then I was reminding people how much money we waste when you just look at, and it's not things that you think about. Like I did it today. Mm-hmm. I was trying to, you know, you and I and the KSFM crew, we went out to dinner last night. I should have eaten like you. You ate responsibly. I ate like a jackass. And I paid for it, right? So I'm like, yo, I got to clean it up. I'm going to grab some smoothies and be good. Complex said, hey, I know you were going to get here earlier. Can you get here a little earlier than you were going to get here? Yeah. I got you, man. Whatever you need. Had the smoothies delivered and realized, you know, I knew this before, but when you order that way, like if it's a $10 smoothie, if you go to the store, it's a $11.25 smoothie if you order on an app.
Yeah.
And I realized how often, like, you do this. Like, that's if you order three or four times a month, mm-hmm. not even counting delivery fees, because there's ways around that and all of the different stuff, you probably spent $20. Mm-hmm. And that's the message I was trying to convey when asking people in, you know, during the holidays, during this tough time, you know, to be willing to pledge $19 a month. And I'll say this on the radio. I said it during a commercial break. I was hoping to spend some time with you guys. It just didn't really work out that way. But anyone in the chatty house who wants to text fight to 55855 and commit to that $19 a month, we'll send you D'Lo and Casey merch.
Right up.
Just right out the gate. Just send us, just DM us proof that you donated or did whatever and we got you. Mm-hmm. We'll send you t-shirts, you know, we'll send whatever. Because we are the, you know, you see how many people are here today. You see how many people are wearing these St. Jude, you know, t-shirts and hoodies. And like this company wants this to work so well. I didn't want to be the one to make it fail, right? I was getting all of the updates because we're on this big group text. And I was getting all of the updates from what went on all morning with the Dana Cortez show. Mm-hmm. And I just kept thinking, oh, God, they hit their 6 o'clock goal. They hit their 7 o'clock goal. They hit their 8 o'clock goal. And then we get there at 9, and I'm on with them in that last break. And in that last break, we hit the 9 o'clock goal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, don't make me the jackass that doesn't hit the goal that they set. And we hit it at 10. We hit it at 11. We hit it at 12. They brought the goal down. They're like, historically, post-lunch, it's going to be a little bit different till drive time. I think we hit that goal, and now we're into the 2 o'clock hour, and we still have stuff running over there.
Yeah.
To the best of my understanding, it's been very successful.
That's great.
But it admittedly, as I'm just getting a text, we need two more to hit our goal. Chatty House, make that you.
Come on, baby.
Make that you.
Come on, baby.
Text FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, text FIGHT to 55855. We need two more to hit our goal here this hour. And that's one thing that I love that they do is they set little goals each hour, mm-hmm. and it helps. Like, I think it pushes people. Oh, two more? I'll be one of them.
Yeah.
I'll be one of them. And I think a lot of people have done that. So Chatty House, yo, get in on this, man. Help us out. Text FIGHT to 55855. Commit to that $19 a month. Maybe for 6 months, maybe for a year, whatever you have. And if you're not familiar with St. Jude, man, what an incredible children's research hospital. Just absolutely amazing. We were playing testimonials all day. It is nothing short of spectacular.
No, it really is, man. And I think about that $19 a month and I don't always go to Starbucks, but once, maybe twice a month, I'll go to Starbucks. Usually it happens on payday. I'm like, payday. Now let's go to Starbucks, mm-hmm. this morning. Let's
treat ourselves.
Yeah. And I say that to say, between myself, my wife, and now even Lil Ryan likes the Apple, what is it? The Apple croissant.
Okay.
That's $20.
Mm. So
if I cut out one Starbucks run, to pay for St. Jude, man.
You want it to hit a little bit different? You know what 19 times 12 is? $228. How much them shoes cost?
More than $228.
Yeah, that's a pair. I'm not even asking you to kill your sneaker habit.
Yeah.
I'm saying, no, just don't buy one.
One for the year.
One pair. Just don't buy one of them. And that $228, it's perspective.
Yep.
It was a pretty, it was a hell of a morning. We're going to do it again tomorrow. I think things might run a little bit smoother for your boy tomorrow. At least I sure hope so. And so I appreciate you and Kyle kind of holding things down. I had Matt text me a few minutes ago. You good? Like, are you off today? I was like, man, your ass better be there at 3:15. 3:15. I'm going to see your ass here on the stream. So Matt George will be with us here in just a little bit. There are so many things I was anxious to talk about with you, some of which we talked about last night at dinner, some of which I don't know where to start. I feel like it's got to start with Oklahoma City. I kind of feel like the show is starting over. So forgive me for just kind of rolling things back on you. You know what? Actually, let's hold off on Oklahoma City. I want to talk about your boy. I want to talk about your boy. Did we cover that the athletic director has been fired today?
We did not. And I didn't even see that.
The Michigan athletic director has been fired today. Boy, from the time we ordered, shout out to Brian Bennett, you know, across the street at Bennett's.
Shout out,
from
Bennett.
The time we ordered our first round of old fashions to the time that last plate of French fries came, this story developed in an insane manner.
That is crazy. I'll say this, because I'm usually pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Like I'm hyper focused on this, right? I usually try to treat athletes, coaches like people, and not like, oh, my favorite player or favorite team or something like that. I was happy when Jerome Moore got fired or whatever. It was like sports happy.
Mm-hmm.
He is still a human being.
So
he's a real person that had to deal with some real
stuff.
But
let's be fair to the development of this story. Mm. When we were on the air, Jerome Moore was fired.
That was it.
That happens all of the time.
Right.
You did your happy dance, and then all of a sudden, the story got crazy.
When we walked out of the door, I think you sent the text. I ain't laughing, but it was like, he's been detained. I said,
oh, yeah, yeah.
What? What the hell do you mean he's been detained? And then it just got crazy and crazier and honestly darker and scarier as the night went along.
Yeah, it did get to the point where I looked at it, was like, I don't think this is funny anymore. This is not okay. I mean, we have DoorDash drivers dropping off Plan Bs. Like, we have, like, I saw this crazy thread on Instagram. Do you know somebody, what day is today? December. Someone tweeted on December 1st.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
That tweet was real. Like, yeah. I could, like, it's, that, yeah, that it wasn't Photoshop.
And everything.
The tweet was real. This guy tweeted, account tweeted that Sharon Moore got a staffer pregnant and would be fired soon. This was 11 days ago that tweet went up.
Dog, it was crazy because it was in response to, I can't remember, because when I saw it, I did the same. I was like, is it Photoshop? Like, what is it? It was a reply to, about a week ago, something ran. It was like ESPN's college football page was like, Michigan has been eliminated. Or it was something like that. And the guy responded on Twitter with all that information. And it just kind of, it was just was out there.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, a week later, it all came out. And yeah, this is a crazy, crazy story.
It is. And crazy again, story. It very much got to the point where it's not funny anymore.
Nah, man, when he ended up breaking in the house with the wife.
And bruh.
Talking about I think I read one report that said he was going to, you know, do harm to her and to himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, all right, man.
When I heard
ridiculous.
When I heard Katie in the wake up call talk about this story, I was like, this has gone too far. This is going way too far. This is not okay.
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting,
they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.